So here are Sasha and
Nicole Scott
for networknews.com, and we are on a taxi, and I just got from the show floor. I'm going to an Intel event, Intel Migo app developer event.
A developer lab.
Let's see what's new over there. But besides that, some impression of day three of Mobile World Congress.
With the Tegra 3 announcement, that was really big.
Oh yeah, that was a big one. That was last night, right?
But we got to do a hands-on this morning. That was really impressive. The fact that they launched a quad core, but with a tablet and a demo and an SDK. Like they rolled it all out at once. Qualcomm only did a press release.
It was just a paper launch,
right? It was a paper launch.
Exactly, and they were claiming that it's gonna ship in August already.
Yeah, shipping in August claims. I mean, we'll see.
Hopefully not killing the Tegra 2 sales right
exactly.
now, right? Maybe they were a little bit too early with this. But you know what? There was another big story where we just read it on the Guardian, the UK Guardian, that the Nokia Windows Phone 7s got delayed beyond October. What's that? I don't know.
I feel sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is it hilarious or is it just ridiculous or something in between?
I'm almost sad for them. I'm almost sad for them.
Yeah, it feels like kind of a comedy right now.
It is.
So, they're just waiting for the new version of Windows Phone 7, and obviously Microsoft can't just deliver as many updates as Google does, for example, with Android, or as Apple does with iOS, and all the other major smartphone OS many developers. So that's quite interesting. We would see, you know, where the market share of Nokia would be on the smartphone market by the end of October. So if it's still measurable, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
They should be still in the two-digit region, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, sorry about the sarcasm, audio Symbian and Nokia lovers out there. We know that Nokia is building fantastic phones, but I'm still not convinced by this partnership, and especially with this new announcement right now. And something else, we've been at the Android booth.
I went down the slide a few times. That was very fun.
that was a really cool cool booth. And we shot like a 10-minute video just to give you all the details and what's going on over there. Lots of developers, lots of tablets, lots of apps. So check it out. It will be on youtube.com/minipcpro in a couple of hours. Let's say this evening.
This evening.
Okay, this is day three of Mobile World Congress in Barcelona together with Nicole Scott and...
Sasha Pallenberg.
Oh, fantastic. That wasn't staged at all. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.